The Minister of State in charge of financial and allied institutions, Thief Equity, has charged the youth to come up with creative and innovative ideas for employment creation instead of relying solely on government as a source of employment. Speaking at the 5th Young Professionals Transformational Leadership Conference in Accra, the minister said government will continue to provide infrastructure to train the youth. It will also ensure an investor-friendly environment for job creation and poverty alleviation in order to fulfill the Better Ghana agenda. Here's a report by Yvonne Asayofe and Sheena Sichiama.
The Minister of State in charge of financial and allied institutions, Thief Equity, said government's vision for youth transformation and development identifies with the National Youth Policy of Ghana, which aims at empowering the youth while positively impacting on national development aspirations enshrined in the direct principles of state policy. According to him, assisting young people to become entrepreneurs can play a critical role in tackling youth unemployment, empowering youth to become the job creators as well as economic drivers of the future.
One of the main visions of the president is the setting up what we are calling the Youth Enterprise Fund. And the Youth Enterprise Fund is a fund that is simply creating a means by which we can assist young people who have gotten visions, ideas for entrepreneurship. Not just fund that we want to throw, a fund that clearly wants to identify some young people who have gotten real good ideas, transformational ideas, in order for those ideas to really be turned into profitable, viable, sustainable businesses that can employ, that can raise levels of income, that can inspire other young people, so that we don't have a situation where thousands of young people who are turning out of our polytechnics and higher institutions of learning come out with only one thing in mind, that somebody has employed them. But they are thinking that, listen, we have what it takes to be able to identify opportunities and turn those opportunities to viable, sustainable businesses that also can employ other people and blaze a trail for the younger generation that is following those of you who are here.
Speaking on the theme for the conference, Beyond Vision Transformation, the president of the Young Professional and Youth Coalition, Andy Osei Okra, reiterated the need for young people to emulate young entrepreneurs who are contributing to national development.
There are huge areas that you can get yourself employed, but then the person is unemployed because he's carrying certificate that I have a certificate, I want to be engaged somewhere. That is the reason why you are unemployed. Meet that same person, you give the person computer or anything to do, he can't work with that, and he wants to be employed by somebody, he can change his mindset and create a job for himself. That is what we are saying now, and those who have made it did that. That's why we set young professional role model in entrepreneurship, and go and study that man and see how he made it. And I know people who through this program started their own things, and we have mentored them, and now they are on their own and about to even engage other people to improve their life.
The occasion was also used as a platform for the presentation of awards to young professionals who have contributed in diverse ways in building and educating the youth.
That report was filed by Yvonne Asayofe and Sheena Sichiama.